Welcome to the Let's Talk Energy podcast from EnergyNet. This series was recorded at the Africa Energy Forum 2024 in Barcelona, Spain. Join us for these and other episodes as we talk to the industry players, stakeholders, and rising stars of Africa's energy sector.
Good morning, and hello from the Africa Energy Forum 2024, organised by EnergyNet. My name is Mark Howard, and I'm here today with Carol M. Cornelissen, who's the Chief Executive of NOAA Group. And we're going to be speaking a little bit today about their projects and how they relate to the energy market in South Africa. I write for African Energy, an industry newsletter, and we cover all aspects of the sector in Africa, from renewables through to the latest developments in gas power. So, Carol, thanks very much for being
good morning,
here
Mark.
This morning. Yeah, good morning. It's a lovely day in Barcelona. Fairly warm, but not unpleasantly so.
Yeah. No, excellent.
So it's great to hear this news about NOAA Group. And you're a relatively new company, established in 2022, if I understand it correctly. So please tell us a little bit about how NOAA came about, how it came to be.
Good. Thank you, Mark. So I think our background story as a management team is many of us entered the energy scene in South Africa about 15 years ago. So that was the time before our national grid was available to energy companies. And we sort of developed a business that was exclusively focused on embedded solutions. The advantage of that was it took us very, very close to the actual consumer of energy. So we built up our skill set, what I would call starting with the customer first. So really understand their usage patterns and the things that are important from the end consumer of energy. And through this journey, we were fortunate enough to meet the AIM group and started building relationships. And then in 2022, one Friday afternoon, I got a call from AIM saying that our president have just opened up the national grid, and everybody could see that there is a significant transition about to happen in the South African market. And they were looking for a management team that that can help them to build an energy platform to provide, I guess, energy at a large scale to CNI customers or private off-takers in South Africa. So that, I guess, was the born of what is today known as NOAA. We spent most of 2022 working through our strategy and developing the game plan for how we want to structure the business. And by the end of 2022, we took the business plan to the AIM funds, which ultimately decided to invest in this platform. And I guess the rest is history.
Fantastic. And obviously we're talking on an industry podcast at an industry event, but just in case maybe some of our listeners or viewers aren't familiar with the terms, CNI, you mean, of course, commercial industrial power.
Correct.
And perhaps I define that, but please correct me, as an off-taker, that's a large demand user, typically often in an industrial or mining space. Would that be fair to say?
That would be very fair to say. Maybe for the listeners that are a little bit less familiar with the setup in South Africa, we have a historically sort of a large single utility called Eskom supplying the power in South Africa. About 60% of all the power generated in South Africa by Eskom is supplied directly to large off-takers. And as you correctly said, large mines or smelters or very large industrial manufacturing processing facilities. And then about 40% of the energy is supplied to municipalities, which in then distribute to smaller consumers on the grid. So wheeling in South Africa is well established today for Eskom connected customers to receive energy from renewable power plants. And that's sort of the market sector, which we are primarily focusing on to serving. I think all of us have high expectations that some of the complexities of wheeling through municipalities will be solved in the short to medium term. So there's a significant amount of end customer demand in municipalities, but it's slightly more complicated today to actually deliver power to those customers.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's when you set it out like that, it is really stark. The demand of 60% of Eskom's generation output is for industrial customers. And as we know, South Africa is the industrial powerhouse of the continent. And so that's going to remain the case, of course. So, yeah, businesses like yours are key in this energy transition, looking to provide renewables to augment that traditional thermal sort of baseload capacity. And just before we move on to another question, you've mentioned AIM, of course, and they're very familiar to many of our listeners, but perhaps not to all. And they are sort of part of Old Mutual, which is a very famous, renowned name, of course, in finance on the continent. So perhaps you could just speak a little bit to AIM and sort of what they, you know, what they do and how they help Noah Group, of course.
Yeah, no, sure. As you correctly said, AIM, part of the larger Old Mutual stable, which I think is one of the oldest companies in South Africa. I'm talking under correction, but I think 175 plus years of history of investing in the continent. AIM themselves is an infrastructure investment, or the infrastructure investment portion of the Old Mutual stable. They've been around for north of 20 years, and I think have got about $3 billion of asset under management. As I said, those assets are exclusively infrastructure-related assets, and a large portion of that is energy-related infrastructure. And the renewable program in South Africa started around 2012. And since then, there have been six different procurement rounds, as well as an emergency procurement round. And AIM has been very active in all those procurement rounds, starting way back in 2012, and have over time built up a significant portfolio of both wind and solar resources. So I think when we started our journey, I think the thinking was very comfortable as an AIM fund manager to fund large-scale renewable projects, know how to generate the energy, and the partnership may be needed, a team of energy entrepreneurs that have built the experience to serve the actual end customer. So I think that was the match that worked well from the start.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, perfect match, like you say. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, brilliant. And thank you, Carol. So this is maybe a slightly trickier question to put you on the spot, but what makes Noah different, you know, from other companies looking to develop renewable power projects?
Mm. Yeah, as you say, it's a difficult question. I think every business would like to think that you are unique. I think the reality is there are lots of commonalities between businesses. But maybe I can speak to what we believe are the most important things to Noah, and maybe the listeners can decide how unique that is or not. So we fundamentally believe that the journey should start with the customer. This is where the electron ultimately will end up. So for us to be very customer-centric is a core part of our value system. So when we think about what is the right portfolio of assets to put together, what is the right mix between wind and solar, how much storage should one be integrating in a portfolio, where are the right assets to be developed, we take our clues by going talk to customers to really understand what are their needs, what are their demand profiles, when are they using power, what are the challenges that they are trying to overcome. And then armed with that knowledge, we sort of then start back engineering what the right portfolio of renewable assets are that we need to put together in order to serve these customers. And then finally, once you understand the, call it the asset or the infrastructure portion, you then have a very good idea of the amount of capital that is required to unlock this whole ecosystem. And then we design the capital structures and try to figure out how will we be funding this whole ecosystem. Now, I think each and every power producer out there or energy player are answering all of these questions. I think what maybe makes us slightly different to many of the very large IPPs in the market is what the first questions are that we are trying to answer. So in our case, as I said, it starts with a customer. I think for many IPPs, it starts with, I have a large portfolio of sites that I have developed. Now I want to build plants and I'm going to see where can I sell this energy. And I think it's a slight framing difference, but we think, especially in the private power market, it's a very important and subtle difference. I think what also came out of that strategy is the realization of what are some of the things that are holding customers back to go on this journey. So I think in our market, at least in the South African market, we got very used to long-term offtake agreements. So 20 years, as an example, was sort of the baseline PPA timeframe. And what we've discovered is that many customers are not comfortable to make decisions over that time period. So a simple change by offering shorter term PPAs, as an example, allowed us to get a significant amount more customers that would be willing to go on this journey.
And when you say short term, what sort of tenor would you be looking at for those?
So today we are formally offering 5-year PPAs to our customers, but we are very well advanced in developing a 1-year PPA solution for our customers. So we really want to create, I guess, an environment or an ecosystem where all customers can experience what it means to buy some renewable energy, what the benefits are, and hopefully how simple the process can be. And then customers can decide, given their business strategy or their outlooks, what is the right contracting framework. So that are some of the aspects that I think makes us a slightly more unique.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Very interesting indeed. And that 1-year PPA you're developing, that's quite innovative actually. Yeah. Because as you say, it's been the very long-term agreements have been the norm.
Yeah.
That's all very recently. So fantastic. And another exciting aspect of NOAH's business is your acquisitions. Kauta, I'm pronouncing that correctly. Yes,
yeah.
Solar PV facility. Is one that you've acquired recently. Perhaps you could speak a bit to that deal as well.
Sure. So our business model, as I might have mentioned, is predicated on what we call an aggregator business model. So it's sort of a double-sided platform. So on the one side of the platform, you need to generate the electricity, and on the other side, you need to find the customers to which you are selling the electricity. Now the strategy that NOAH is following to get access to the electrons or the electricity is a combination of building our own facilities, but also going into partnerships with independent power producers to buy more power from them. The Kauta facility is an example of one of the facilities that NOAH is developing to build our own infrastructure. And in that specific case, it's a fairly large solar cluster called Kauta. For people familiar with the South African landscape, it's in the Orange Free State, close to a town called Welkom, which is in the heart of the gold mining industry in South Africa. So we're planning to build a 370 megawatt PV facility. Kauta is broken up into two clusters. So the first is just north of 100 megawatts, and then the second one just north of 250 megawatts. And if everything goes according to plan, we'll start construction of that facility in the fourth quarter of this year. And then with first energy expected to be produced towards the back end of 2025 or very early 2026. So for NOAH, it's significant. As I've mentioned, it's important for us to know what our customers need. And what our customers need is a blend of energy generated by solar and wind facilities. Kauta will be a core part of the solar strategy. But on the Kauta facility, we've also designed for storage solutions. So it will not only be directly generated energy from the solar facility, but also going through a storage solution which will allow us to shift energy to actually match the actual demand profiles of our customers. So yeah, very exciting for Noel.
Yeah, that's an enormous project. Mm. And you mentioned storage. I assume that'll be lithium-ion batteries, yeah?
Correct, correct. Yeah. We're looking at a lithium-ion platform for that specific facility.
And if I can be a bit cheeky and ask, what sort of capacity, either in megawatts or megawatt hours, are you looking at the storage?
Yeah, no, it's a relevant question. So as a rough rule of thumb, we are designing to have somewhere between 20 and 30% of the energy generated from a facility to be able to deliver through storage. So the reality is probably that this will be our first BESS rollout. So we will do it in phases. So I think the first phase will probably be about 25 megawatt hours of storage, but we will then scale that up to be somewhere between 300 and 400 megawatt hours of storage once the storage part is fully developed.
Wow, that's an enormous amount of capacity. It's very impressive. And so you mentioned that it's in the vicinity of the Kalta plants.
Yeah.
Are a number of gold miners, you know, large, well-established gold industry there. So will you have multiple off-takers for your plants, and you're sort of customizing your PPAs? Is that, and I say PPAs, excuse me, because that's another industry term that sure many people listening will be familiar with, but that's a power purchase agreement. It's
correct.
Basically the contract between the generator and the off-taker. And it's usually the unit, the price per kilowatt hour is typically what people measure in, but you can measure it in all sorts of different ways, I suppose. So yes, anyway, sorry for that diversion. But so yeah, with that size of plant, yeah, you'll have potentially quite a few off-takers, I'd imagine.
Correct. No, you are spot on, Mark. I think we are, so the wheeling construct in South Africa is, as long as you are connected somewhere on the Eskom grid, you can receive energy from any facility. So a geographic consideration from an off-taker perspective is less relevant in that construct. So we are, as the term suggests, aggregation. We are aggregating quite a lot of customers that will be connected to this facility. Typical customer sizes for us will vary from as low as 10 megawatts of demand to as high as 100 and even north of 100 megawatts of offtake. But a facility like Kalta will require multiple off-takers to commit to absorb that amount of energy. I'm happy to report that we have made significant progress in contracting these customers. So effectively all the energy from the Kalta facility has already been allocated to customers.
Yeah, yeah.
We're very excited about that prospect.
I'll infer from your sales success that your tariffs are quite competitive vis-a-vis the grid, yeah?
Yeah, so I think relative to the Eskom grid, I think most renewable projects today offer quite a significant discount to the current Eskom tariffs. If you are a very large off-taker from a solar facility, then you can probably look at a price discount close to 50% below what Eskom is charging for a like-for-like electron.
Wow.
I think what is really important for NOAH is size matters in renewables. So if we manage to build large-scale facilities, provided that we can find enough off-takers, that typically leads to the most competitive pricing that we can give to our customers. So it's a little bit of a chicken and egg. Mm. I think if you have the customers, it allows you to build large facilities, which really help to push the pricing down. But typically customers are quite impatient. I think once they've gone through this very long journey of deciding whether they want to buy electricity, they typically want to receive the energy very, very quickly. And these large scale facilities, these are mega construction projects, so it sometimes takes a little while. So this is a fine balance that one needs to strike between the speed at which you can deliver the energy and then the ultimate tariff at which you can offer to the customer.
Absolutely, yeah. So economies of scale, very important in this game. Right?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's at least our view and perspective.
Sure, absolutely. And so, yeah, moving on, I suppose relatedly, actually, clearly you've had success thus far in stimulating interest from the mining sector. Are there other off-takers from different industries, different sectors that you'd like to work with going forward? And the context of this is you've recently signed a deal with a medical company called Netcare. So perhaps you can, you know, it's a bit of a two-part question really, but they're related. So perhaps you can speak a bit to that. Yeah.
No, so firstly, we are super excited about our partnership with Netcare. I think in the listed space in South Africa, they have built a reputation as being one of the most forward thinkers on the topic of sustainability. So they have successfully won many global awards for their commitment to sustainability, their commitment and drive towards a net zero future. And that's sort of our ethos. NOAA was actually derived from the notion of net zero for Africa. Mm. So customers that have that as the core of their ethos, is important for us to partner with and help to give them a path towards that outcome. So what I think make that the transaction ideal for us, or very special for us, is Netcare is a portfolio of about 60 different private hospitals, mm-hmm. of which only 5 are directly connected to the Eskom grid. Now, as mm-hmm. I explained earlier, from a wheeling perspective, those would be typically the first customers that one then will serve, with the ideal of eventually serving all their hospitals. Now, 5 hospitals in combination only talks to about 7 or 8 megawatts of demand. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, typically that is not big enough for somebody to justify access to, say, a wind facility. But through our business model, we could actually give Netcare access to both wind and solar electrons, and that allow them to get to a point where more than 80% of the energy that they are procuring from these hospitals will now be from renewable energy. So from a NOAA ethos and from what Netcare stands for, we're very excited that this partnership will demonstrate to some smaller commercial customers what is possible in terms of signing up for a renewable journey. So very, very excited about this partnership.
Absolutely. And I probably should have provided some a little bit more context, maybe at the outset, but the things you're speaking about, this sort of aggregation of power, distribution, wheeling via a grid to individual off-takers, and availing of that sort of comparative advantage from, you know, companies offering a price and off-takers finding the best price that's suitable for them in energy contracts. These are very exciting developments in South Africa, which is really at the forefront of Africa's electricity supply industries in this regard, and this sort of liberalization of its grid, and some very exciting things that wouldn't even have been conceivable perhaps 5 years ago. So you're talking about the scale of project you're doing, 370 megawatts peak of solar PV off the top of my head. That's a phenomenal amount of capacity. So South Africa, perhaps to an extent, you know, we're all a bit familiar with the load shedding crisis of recent years and the power rationing that's gone on in South Africa, but necessity is the mother of invention, as they say. So very exciting development to see in a real vibrant renewables market, which you guys, of course, now are at the forefront of. And but another key aspect of that you've touched on, it's not just about the economics, although they are fundamental, but it's also about adding environmental and economic and social benefits for your off-takers and for the wider communities that you operate in. And you've alluded to that a little bit already, but maybe you could speak to NOAA's perspective and the way you've structured your business to develop these sort of social environmental benefits, you know.
Yeah. No, I think it's a great question, and something that, as I said, speak to the core ethos of what NOAA stands for. So maybe starting with the energy side of the equation, it's the core part of our business model. We are of the belief that energy is life, and we are dreaming about a world where energy is available in abundance, and that energy is develop from a sustainable or a renewable source. So I think the first ideal for us is to make available green power to uplift the entire community or entire market. I think the second component for us that's important is, of course, that power is sustainable power. And I think the third component is the reality of a facility, as an example of Kauta. It is a mega infrastructure project. To maybe put it in perspective, we're talking about 700 hectares of land that will be covered with solar panels. So, of course, one needs to be very responsible when you consider what the impact would be on a community if you build a piece of infrastructure of that scale. But we choose to see the benefits in also doing projects of this scale and magnitude. One of the challenges that we sit with in South Africa is very large numbers of unemployment. Mm. And we believe that large-scale infrastructure projects is typically the thing that starts the rebirth of an economy or the rerun of an economy. So we hope that not only through this facility, but hopefully through multiple facilities that will be developed over the next decade, it will start a construction boom in South Africa. And I think with that, create many opportunities for people to enter the job market and also benefit from the privilege of having a job.
Absolutely. No, I mean, as you say, a lot of serious philosophical thinkers on economics would say that the economy is just the transfer of energy.
Yes, distilled, absolutely. Right?
So if you have access to low cost, reliable energy, especially energy that you can generate not even nationally, very locally in a lot of cases, that's clearly going to be a big stimulus for the economy. So very much needed and a great thing to do. So we've talked a bit about NOAA's past, its present. Now let's look to NOAA's future. You're moving quickly. And what are you looking forward to most in the next year? I suspect I've given your milestones for Kauta. I can perhaps anticipate your answer for that one. But also for the next 5 years, what's NOAA Group looking forward to?
Yeah, so Mark, as I said, one of our core principles is that we start with a customer. I think from a strategy perspective, we also start with sort of the end game in mind. So maybe to answer your question in a slightly roundabout fashion, we believe that by 2050, there will be a significant portion of the energy generated in South Africa, and I think in Africa broadly, will come from renewable resources. So I think there are a lot of commentators and research houses that have their different numbers. But I think our NOAA view is that market will be north of 150 gigawatts that would be rolled out by 2050. Mm. Now, if one does very rough calculations, that would mean over a period of 25 years, we as South Africans need to build 6 gigawatts of renewables every year. And if one consider that the average life expectancy of a renewable facility is 25 years, that will practically mean that the facility that you are building this year will have to be rebuilt in 2051. So that means into perpetuity, we will be at least building 6 gigawatts of renewable facilities in South Africa. So that's sort of the macro picture, which we keep in mind as we are setting goals for ourselves. So from a NOAA perspective, we have set the ambition of building about 5 gigawatts of renewables over the next 5 to 7 years. So roughly speaking, a gigawatt per year is the rollout plan that we are trying to gear up for. And happy to report that over the next 12 months, we are well on track to contract the first gigawatt. So both from an off-taker perspective and then bringing in facilities that will generate that power. Kauta in particular will speak to about 25% of the power which we are planning to take into construction over the next 6 to 9 months. And then the plan is to try and maintain that rhythm. I think we are not trying to take a project by project approach. We really try to take almost like a factory approach to say that we need to create the systems and the processes that will allow us to constantly roll out new facilities. And I think if we are successful, then that would mean that over the next 5 years, we will be close to contracting a gigawatt of new capacity every year, starting construction on those new capacities. And then at the scale at which we built, it is typically a 24-month construction period to bring a new facility into generation. So by 2026, we then hope that this first gigawatt will all be in production, and then there will be this constant new capacity coming onto the national grid after that.
Fantastic. Well, that sounds great. Very ambitious and, meeting people's energy needs. Sounds excellent. Well, Carol, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you today. It's been fantastic to hear about your projects. And I'd like to thank you. I'd like to thank our audience as well for listening and perhaps watching us too. And I'm sure we'll speak soon about the exciting portfolio that NOAA Group's developing.
No. And thank you, Mark. Thank you for asking some really good questions, and also for the education work that you guys help to do in the industry. I think ultimately there's a massive responsibility or collective responsibility on all of us to educate the market about these new solutions that are up there. So thank you very much for the role that you are playing in that.
Most welcome.
This series was recorded at the Africa Energy Forum 2024 in Barcelona, Spain. Join us for these and other episodes as we talk to the industry players, stakeholders, and rising stars of Africa's energy sector.